and in Baxter in the Morning.
Good morning, K-Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
So here we are. We are basically both in the same boat. We are starting to prepare our homes for the influx of family that's about to arrive.
It's getting close.
So I would imagine a lot of people are probably in that high stress mode of, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? Where are these people going to sleep? How does our whole living arrangement change when people get into town? Because that's totally what happens.
It is. And I've already had been approached by both teenagers wanting to know where my mom and her husband are going to be sleeping, because neither one of them wants to be kicked out of their room. And they fight over whose turn it is when someone comes to visit.
Do you know the answer to that question? Like, who gets booted?
Yes.
Do they know?
They're asleep right now. No, they don't know.
So is it a male or a female who gets the boot?
I'm going to say it's going to be the male, because it will be the path of least resistance.
So dude gets kicked out. Where does he then go?
A couch.
All right. Well, there you go.
Surprise.
So like when your mom comes into town, because, mm-hmm. you know, just trying to find out more about your mother.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Do they do the whole Brady Bunch thing where they're in the same bed, or are they doing like Lucy and Ricky where they sleep in separate beds?
My mom sleeps in the same bed as her husband. Is that what you're asking me?
Basically, yes.
Okay, yes. Well, because we don't have twin beds. Like, leave it to Beaver.
I'm just saying that I know a lot of people when they start to, you know, get a little bit older, where they decide that they would rather sleep in separate beds.
Does this happen at your house?
Not in my house. Well, it did for many years, but that was because of a child. But legit, though, you hear about these couples who are like, oh, so-and-so snores, so-and-so tosses and turns, so-and-so pees all night or whatever. Not in the bed.
Okay.
Because that'd be awful.
Yeah, I don't think I'd stay in the same one either.
But we have family members who have chosen to sleep apart as time has gone on.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our family members has slept apart for years and years. I mean, probably since their 30s.
Wow.
I'm telling you. It's a thing.
Hmm.
So, what? You're smirking about
it. I was wondering who it was, but I don't want to know anymore.
No, you don't want to know. Mm. No, you don't.
Yeah.
But I'm happy to know that your mother is still in the bed with...
I'll let her know that you're happy for her.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Still sleeping together. That's great to hear.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
You seem a little extra stressed this morning.
I am, because, okay, when was the last time you got family pictures made?
Mm-mm.
Like professional Mm-mm. family pictures.
Uh-uh.
Not your iPhone.
Nope. This is a sore subject.
Professional.
Okay, will you
pictures.
Stop with that? Because if my wife hears this.
Did I say professional?
Can I tell you, oddly enough, uh-huh. we've just now had this discussion because my sister-in-law, Lindsay, has gone out and taken all these beautiful photos of the family, and I just saw them over the weekend, and my wife's like, oh my gosh, look how great they look. I wish we would do stuff like this. And I'm trying to think, like, legit, the last time we did it, Kai was maybe 4.
Well, yeah, and it's been 5 years for our family. So it's
like,
it's time, yeah. And so it's happening this weekend, and it's kind of stressful, because you want to... I don't want to like crazy color coordinate, but I want it to look cute. And yeah. it's kind of tough.
You it's
have
a
two
big deal.
Teenagers, and they have their own idea of what looks good. And, you know, so does the 11-year-old. So
is this a holiday photo? Like you're going to do like a tree or something or what?
No. This is just family photos. I wanted them outdoors though. So maybe, you know, some of the leaves changing, all that kind of stuff. Although looks like most of the leaves are about to be gone.
So Lindsay and Josh in mm-hmm. Nashville take all these beautiful ones walking down these downtown streets of East Nashville, and beautiful backdrops and beautiful garage doors and all kinds of stuff. And they all kind of match. And my wife is so obsessed with it right now.
Right.
And then we had a little family lunch yesterday, and they were all talking about how great Lindsay's photos were. And here I am, worst dad of all time, I guess, because we haven't done that in a minute.
And now your co-host is about to have family pictures, and we're going to post them everywhere, and I'm going to tag Leslie in all of them.
Don't do that.
And say it's time, Leslie.
You don't need to do that.
I'm doing it.
And you don't need to try to make it like a deal where you give those out for Christmas gifts. Because
what, the pictures?
Because legit.
I'm not that person.
No, legit. I'm not going to name any names.
Merry Christmas.
But on Leslie's side of the family, golly, if somebody hears this, it's going to sound awful. Sometimes that's a gift.
It's a picture of me.
Hey, look, it's a gift. It's me. So Leslie got the idea, and we did that before, and there's nothing more awkward than being there at the family gathering and like somebody opening a gift thinking, oh, I hope it's going to be something great, and it's a picture of us.
Right.
Here we are.
Put it on your bedside table.
Yeah, where do you put it?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, is it going to really be up in your house? Is it really going to be there on the end of the table?
Sure.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to print you one of me, Leslie, and Kai, and I want it hung up in your house somewhere.
Okay.
That won't be weird at all, will it?
No, not at all.
Not at all.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on This Is Us star Mandy Moore. So it looks like she's a married woman. Apparently she had a super private ceremony. She married Dawes singer Taylor Goldsmith. And she did post a picture of her, I guess after her wedding ceremony. It looked like they had been walking down the aisle together. She was holding a bouquet of flowers. And she was in a really pretty dress, but the dress wasn't white. It was a little bit non-traditional.
Right.
It was a pink dress with ruffles and flowers, but on Mandy Moore, it works.
Oh, yeah.
But the ceremony was reportedly in her backyard. It was real private and sweet. So congrats to a happy married Mandy Moore.
Has she been married before? Is this marriage number one or marriage number two?
I think maybe two.
I think so as well. So maybe that's why she did not wear white.
Yeah.
What do you wear?
Whatever you want, Brandon. Whatever you want.
Got your gossip on Taylor Swift, who has switched up record labels. This is a big story because Scott Borchetta of Big Machine, that's the record label she originally signed with way back in the day. Well, he found her at the Bluebird Cafe. She was playing. He signed her. She became a star, made him rich, made the record label, and now she's leaving Big Machine Label Group and signing with Republic Records and Universal Records. And part of it is a deal about, you know, being a creator and wanting to own the rights to the music and the writing and all of that stuff down the line. So everything in the future, she'll own all the way. But it is a big story because Big Machine was founded really around her. And then they signed Florida Georgia Line and Brantley Gilbert and Thomas Rhett and Lady Antebellum. But now the biggest piece of the puzzle is leaving. Taylor Swift has left Big Machine.
Gotcha Gossip on Amy Schumer. So she announced back in October that she was pregnant, and last week she was hospitalized for severe morning sickness. She had to cancel several shows, but now she's recovering, and we know she's doing better because she posted an update on her health and her growing baby bump. And what's funny, a lot of women, especially the celebrities, will post these beautiful, just nice, wet, you know, pregnancy pictures. Amy Schumer's in her pajamas, lifts up her shirt. She's like, hey, here's my bump. Hey, yeah. I'm doing good. So anyway, she's doing better. I think she's feeling better, but she kind of had a bout with really bad morning sickness.
Isn't that awful?
I know it.
I mean, a lot of people have morning sickness. Most people don't get hospitalized because of it. But thankfully, she is better. And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we gotcha gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I feel like a failure. I've done zero Thanksgiving dinner shopping as of yet.
Well, I'm with you because I haven't either.
Well, like turkeys are frozen, and if we don't buy them today, it's too late.
Oh, no.
Trust me, because I've done this before. Like, if you buy one of those real hard frozen turkeys and you buy it the day before Thanksgiving and you don't give it, like, you know, a day and a half to thaw, you're messed up.
Oh, no.
So one year I put the turkey in water in the sink because I read that's what you were supposed to do. And then I read you were supposed to change the water like every 15 or 30 minutes or something. And I just let it sit in water overnight like a warm bath. And I worried the whole holiday that I was going to poison, give food poisoning to everybody.
Oh, no. Yeah, I didn't think about that.
But I didn't tell anybody. So if they...
Oh, my goodness.
If they all got sick, they were just going to get sick.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
So there were two police officers in Daytona Beach, Florida. Joe and Courtney. Well, Joe and Courtney got an assignment on Saturday night to escort Santa and Mrs. Claus to a Christmas tree lighting,
right.
Okay, just to kind of protect them, make sure everything was cool. So they took the couple to the mall, they took some pictures, and they started to head back toward the car, so their job was done. Well, when they got back to the parking lot, they spotted some people trying to steal a tire from a car.
Oh,
so, like,
wow.
They had the car jacked up trying to steal the tire. And when they searched their car, they found that they had just shoplifted stuff from six stores at the mall.
Oh.
So the police, they just went to, you know, escort Santa, and they ended up getting more than they could bargain for, and they ended up arresting three people.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. So, right place, right time, right? So, speaking of Santa, have you ever wondered, why is Santa so jolly?
Kelly, I can't say that I've ever wondered about that. Why is Santa so jolly?
Well, most people do wonder. because he knows where all the naughty girls live.
Oh, my gosh. And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
If you're responsible for your Thanksgiving feast, there are certain foods that are pretty much must-haves. Things that everybody considers must-haves for the table. We have a list of them. We want to make sure you have them. So if you're preparing Thanksgiving, you need to be with us. We are going to tell you what must be on your table or how you might disappoint people if it's not.
Ooh, perfect.
Coming up.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Maybe it's easier to just do fried chicken for Thanksgiving.
My kids would be fine with that.
Some biscuits and some gravy.
Yeah.
But there's something about the turkey.
Yeah.
It just feels like the right thing to take that turkey out of the oven and put it right down there in the middle of the table. I get the vision, though, of, do you remember in Christmas Vacation where Clark gets a turkey and he goes to cut it?
So they left it in too long or whatever.
And then people are trying to eat it.
That's one of the best parts on the whole movie is when they're trying to eat the bones and they're, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
And that's like my fear, you know, because like you want to make sure that your food tastes good on the holidays when people are coming over to eat. And you don't want people to lie to you.
Or if it's not done whenever you cut it and it's not ready.
Then you have to put it back in.
Oh.
So what do you think is the most important thing for your family for Thanksgiving? Like, what are they most looking forward to?
Desserts. That's my family.
Really?
My kids and my extended family. Now, my husband doesn't really care. He wants the meat and the potatoes and the dressing and all that kind of stuff. But the kids probably desserts.
The most important thing to have on your Thanksgiving table, according to 86% of people, is the turkey. So the fried chicken from the Zac Brown Band would not be the best idea. Now, it might not be bad to have it on the side, but maybe not the best idea.
Right.
Number two, this is a list of important things, and I know you're planning on having family over.
Right,
so turkey's number one, mashed potatoes number two.
Got it.
Stuffing number three, rolls number four, and then pies. Things you have to have.
I think we're good.
You think you're going to be set?
Well, I still have stuff to go get, but I think we're good.
Are you going today?
I don't know. I might send my husband.
I did tell you, and this is the heads up for anybody who is like us, and you're at the last minute and you haven't planned everything out. You're not even really sure what's on the menu. Thanksgiving shopping is the worst today.
Oh, it is. I know.
Because we all think it's supposed to be tomorrow is going to be the worst. Mm-hmm. So everybody decides to go today thinking, well, nobody's going to go the day. Or everybody goes today before Thanksgiving. So here we are. This is the worst day.
I'm going to wait till tomorrow then.
But then you can't thaw your turkey.
I know. Well, that's the turkey's that's taken care of. I have that.
Oh, you do have that?
Yeah, I have that.
All right.
You have to go today, don't you?
I have to go today. And I don't even know if it'll thaw in time. Because it's a big bird.
Good luck.
I mean, think about how big that thing is. Does anybody have experience in thawing turkeys?
Throw it in a hot tub.
You can't do that. Because then the meat's going to rot and spoil.
Oh.
If anybody can advise me on exactly what to do with this turkey, or can you buy an unfrozen turkey? Like, can I go somewhere and buy a fresh turkey?
A very fresh one.
Does somebody have a turkey running around in the yard that we can just go and how do you take out a turkey? Like, if you're going to take it out, how do you take it out?
I don't know. I don't ever want to have to do that.
Because with chickens, don't they kind of do that lasso looking thing?
Yes, we just both did the lasso in the air.
Is that real or is that like a movie
thing?
I think
it is real. I think some people do that.
So a farmer is just going to pick up a chicken and lasso it around until it's gone.
Maybe.
You can't really do that with a turkey. Isn't a turkey heavier?
I don't know. I don't know if I'd use heavy for a turkey, but yeah.
Well, they're bigger.
It weighs more.
Right?
Yeah.
You would think so.
Mm-hmm.
I need advice today. How to handle the turkey because I'm confused. Do I have time to thaw a turkey or do I need somebody to provide a turkey? Are we going to have to go off a turkey?
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So I'm looking for advice on the turkey. I haven't bought my turkey yet and I know that it takes a minute to thaw the turkey and I've totally failed and I hate shopping.
I know.
There's all these things that are working against me.
I know it.
And I have to prepare a Thanksgiving meal like it's up to me.
It's a lot of pressure.
Right. I should have done this over the weekend when I was at the store on Sunday, but I didn't do it.
Yeah.
So I'm asking for advice, like how I can thaw the turkey. If I can go buy an unthawed turkey, anybody has a turkey running around the yard, I can come get. I don't know what I'd do with it if I got it. 870-935-KFINE is your direct line to the KFINE studios. And Jason is on the phone. Hey, Jason, what do you know about this, man?
Yeah, you can look around and find just semi-thawed turkey sometimes.
Really?
This time of year, I mean, this time of year, it's getting closer. Everybody's getting turkeys and they're at the restock. Yeah, you can find a semi-thawed turkey.
Because legit, they take forever to thaw in the fridge.
Oh, yeah.
And I've tried it in the water, and the water thing requires so much work to like freshen up the water that's a pain.
And you can't use hot water.
No, because I tried that one time. I thought, well, I'll just kind of speed up the process.
Right.
Jason, it doesn't work like that.
That's a no-no when it comes to meat. Never.
It's like gummy turkey.
Oh, man. Are you ready for Thanksgiving? Do you have your whole meal planned?
Man, I'll be working.
Oh, where do you work?
I work on a farm. We're struggling to get these soybeans out. So, yeah, we're got to do what we got to do. It'll be the first Thanksgiving I've worked in a long, long time. But you got to do what you got to do.
Understand that, man. We appreciate your call this morning. If anybody knows where I could find one of those halfway thawed turkeys, you know, maybe I could use the help this morning. 870-935-KFUN.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I have the frozen turkey dilemma. I have the frozen turkey blues, I guess. I'm trying to figure out what I can do because I haven't bought a turkey and I can't find one. Like, I don't know where to go just to get one, like, you know, a fresh one.
Well, how big's your microwave?
Not going to do that. I've seen that all over social media. I know better.
Okay.
Did you try that with your mother yet?
No, but I should have. I already have my turkey and it'll be done, but I wish that I would have done that.
Go ahead and do it today. Do it right now.
So basically you text your mom, grandparent, whoever cooks the turkey normally or knows what they're talking about.
Yeah.
And you say, hey, I'm going to put this turkey in the microwave to cook it. How long do I need to put it on?
Yeah. Your and mom then, might be funny with that.
And then you screenshot their response and you share it with everyone.
All right, I'm going to make you do it. Even though you're a couple days late, your mom doesn't know you're late.
I'll ask.
All right, we'll do that. One question for you. Kelly, are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
I hear
you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today. It is Tuesday, November the 20th of 2018. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Ron Pearson of Jonesboro, who celebrates today. Rachel Talbot of Jonesboro celebrates. Jessica Reed from Jonesboro, happy birthday. Natasha Garrett from Jonesboro celebrates. Jackie Boyd from Jonesboro. We have Charlie Harris of Blible turning 7. Love from mom and dad. And Andy Bandy Smith celebrates a birthday today. She used to work with
happy
us
birthday.
Here. Now at Mass Leader. So yeah. Happy birthday to Andy Bandy Smith, who celebrates today. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say happy birthday to all y'all. And you celebrate with these celebrities.
Michael Clifford from 5 Seconds of Summer is 23 today. Josh Turner is 41 today.
Ooh, listen to this.
I need a pretty little hometown girl.
Remember that one? Happy birthday, Josh Turner.
Mike D from the BC Boys is 53.
You gotta fight for your right to party.
Now that was a big deal, you know, Beastie Boys.
Joe Walsh is 71.
There were lines on the mirror, lines on her face. She pretended not to notice she was caught up in the race.
Happy birthday to Joe Walsh, who celebrates today.
Joe Biden is 76 today. And a very special happy birthday to my personal friend, Dierks Bentley.
Every night I should be on my knees. Lord knows how lucky I am. I'll never say near enough. Thank God for this woman. Amen.
Dierks Bentley, just so you know, was really, really nice when we had the chance to go back and meet him.
He was.
So, happy birthday, Dierks Bentley.
Come a little closer, baby. I feel like letting go.
You like that one?
Love it.
A little bit of a romantic song right there.
I still got a lot of leaving left to do.
And I still remember Dierks Bentley playing a show at the old Convo, like back in 2004. Oh, wow. He was one of the opening acts, had all those curls, and this was his only hit at the time.
I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking?
Dierks Bentley, 43 years old today. Let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Jessica Reed, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I have a dilemma. It's a frozen turkey dilemma because, as always, it's a special occasion and I have not prepared for it. I have an issue because I haven't bought a turkey and every turkey I've seen is always frozen.
So you're saying you're a procrastinator.
I'm saying that, and I don't think that for the family gathering that I'm supposed to provide food for, that the Cornish hens that I did a couple of years ago would be good.
You don't think they're going to fly over like turkey would do.
I don't think that flies. If I bust out personal Cornish hens, which I did before,
I would giggle. If I was at your house, even though I would love it and it would be fine and it would taste great, yeah, I would automatically probably start giggling if you brought out a little Cornish hen.
But everybody would have their own.
I know, it's your own little tiny bird.
And there's even more of the skin on it if it's a Cornish hen.
Mm-mm.
Like, doesn't everybody want the skin of the turkey?
I don't.
Oh, you don't?
Mm-mm.
You might have problems. So I'm looking to figure out what I can do. If I can buy, because some people have said you can buy like halfway thawed turkey, mm-hmm, or if somebody has a turkey in their backyard that they are just trying to sell, like maybe you could bring me the turkey.
Well, I've heard there's someone on the phone that can help.
All right, who do we have?
Gay from Paragold is on the phone.
All right.
Hello, Gay.
Tell Brandon when he buys his turkey, just leave it sitting out in his garage because it is not supposed to get warm enough to hurt it, but it's warm enough to help it thaw.
Ooh, I didn't even think about that. So I just put it outside.
Right.
You don't think the dogs would get it, do you?
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So pretty much every country star is going on tour next year. They're all announcing their big tours and the different arenas they're going to play. And we now know that Thomas Rhett is going to be on tour. He'll actually be in K-Fine Country in South Haven, which is going to be a big show at the Lander Center. It's the Very Hot Summer Tour featuring Thomas Rhett. Now, Thomas is going to be on tour with a bunch of people. So you think Thomas is going to be there to sing Life Changes?
Majoring in undecided, notebook full of bad songs.
You like this one, right?
I
was
writing,
never dreamed anybody else would like them. Now they're sitting on a Walmart shelf. Ain't it funny how life changes? You wake up, ain't nothing the same, and life changes. You can't stop it.
So it's Thomas Rhett, it's Dustin Lynch.
I got it, good girl, cause I got myself a good girl. Still can't believe I found you.
It's Russell Dickerson as well.
I came to life when I first kissed you. The best me has his arms around.
And Thomas Rhett's dad is going on tour with him. You remember the song, That Ain't My Truck?
Mm-hmm.
So Red Akins is going to be there as well. Again, the Very Hot Summer Tour in 2019. All the info is up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com. That's KFIN.com.
Jason Aldean's wife, Brittany, is known for her style. I follow her on Instagram. I watch her, how she does her makeup. She's always put together. Well, at least that's what, Brandon, that's what you say. She's always put together.
Thank you very much for trying to throw that on me.
Well, she's starting her own clothing line, which debuted yesterday. Basically, it's going to be a collection of like this cozy loungewear. She's going to have stuff like sweats, PJs, beanies, scarves, and other really comfy pieces. And it's all stuff she says that she wears that she's going to wear. And it's going to start and officially be up for sale when she hosts a pop-up shop in, I think it's December 7th in New York City. Oh. She just said as a pregnant mom, she wanted to start a clothing line that is basically realistic.
Yeah.
For stuff that women want to wear. So I look forward to that.
Everyday stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about starting a clothing line as well with some comfortable jeans, t-shirts, and do-rags.
Perfect.
I guarantee I can sell a lot of stuff like that. Hey, congratulations goes out to Jimmy Allen. He has his first single out at radio right now. It's called Best Shot, and it's also his first number one on the Billboard charts. Congratulations to Jimmy Allen.
When you smile, I see the sun sink down on the coast out in California. And there's no doubt, because of you, I'm not the man I was before.
for you. I'm not saying that I'm perfect, oh, 'cause girl, you know I'm not. But I'll love you with everything I got. Girl, I'll give you my best shot.
Jimmy Allen with the number one song, Best Shot. And that is your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Imagine the holidays, man, when you're taking somebody home. Maybe it's the first time they're going to meet that new special someone in your life. That is so hectic and crazy. But you got to think about this. A lot of people are going to be having family come to their house over the next couple of days.
Yes, and we have 10 things you must do before your guests arrive in 6 minutes on K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
A lot of us have plans to have family over, whether we want to or not. Maybe we've been told we're having family come over.
Were you told?
No.
I asked. It was my idea. I wanted to have all the family over.
You decided
that? I love my family.
Right. I love my family too. Mm-hmm. But I like going other places better because I can leave.
And not have to clean.
I can't leave my own house.
Yeah, true.
Like, what do you do? So if we're getting ready for holiday guests, which a lot of people are, here are things you need to make sure you don't get. I want you to make a checklist here.
Okay.
Because I know you're about to have family come over, right?
Okay.
All right, here's your holiday checklist on important things that you need to do. Number one, Kelly.
Mm.
Kelly.
Yes.
Kelly.
Yes.
You need to clean your house.
Well, that's going to be done. Hang on. It's not all the way done, but it's going
to
be done.
All right, well, it needs to be done.
Okay.
When do they arrive?
Tomorrow night.
Get it done.
I'm going to.
Slowpoke.
You don't even have a turkey.
Well, I found one.
Just within the hour,
well,
really? Did you?
Yes, they're going to drop it off later.
Such a liar.
In its cage. They say to have plenty of food options, so make sure you have plenty of food. All right, because you have to have different things. Not everybody's going to want the same thing.
Yeah.
Especially for people who are going to stay for multiple days, and I'll have somebody staying for multiple days. Declutter, get rid of stuff that's kind of in the way, that's taking up space. You got to do that. Have you done that yet?
Working on it.
All right, declutter. They say to make sure there's extra toilet paper.
Oh, definitely.
Got to make sure that's there. Mm-hmm. And they say one way to impress your family is to have more expensive toilet paper.
The softer toilet paper.
Yeah, you don't want to have the rough toilet paper.
No.
Or the thin toilet paper.
No.
I know you said a lot of times you guys buy one ply when it's just your family.
You're so dumb.
They say have some scented candles.
Definitely. I have to anyways because I have a dog.
Yeah, so make sure you have that. Bake something nice, cookies, pies.
Done.
You're going to do that. Make sure your laundry's done, not in the floor.
Well, not yet, but going
to
be.
Fresh coffee. You have to make sure that's ready.
That's every moment.
Because I've been to people's homes where like I woke up first and I couldn't find coffee, and that's miserable.
Yeah, that is bad.
They say to put out some fresh flowers.
You have
any roses or petunias?
I do have a few roses left.
What about petunias?
You know what? I do not have any petunias.
Nothing says Thanksgiving like a nice set of petunias.
Really? Is that a Texas thing?
That is a Texas
thing. Okay.
And they also said, like, if there's something that needs to be like a small home improvement thing, like, I don't know, a doorknob or something like that needs to be fixed.
That's not getting done.
Changing a light bulb or...
I've waited 8 years. It's not going to happen this week.
Any of that stuff. Those are things you need to be thinking about before the guests arrive as we prepare for the holidays.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Black Friday shopping starts in just a couple of days. Actually, some people are already doing Black Friday deals online right now.
That's what I prefer is online.
So here's Black Friday sales on Tuesday. Amazon is matching its Prime Day pricing on things like the Echo and the Echo Dot. Like on the Echo Dot, right? They're taking $25 off of that one. $30 off the main Echo. So if you don't have one of those devices in your home, one of those smart devices, where you can say, hey, Alexa, play K-Fine. You can actually go and get those from Amazon. Plus, Amazon's doing free shipping on all orders through the holidays, which is a big deal.
Well, Dell's is having a big sale, including laptops priced as low as $119.
Kohl's has a Black Friday sale that actually is going to start. It's actually started yesterday and goes all the way through the holidays. They're going to do deals on the Echo Dot. They also have the Xbox One S console with some mine coins on it for $199.
Wow.
And you get $60 in Kohl's cash. And who doesn't want some extra Kohl's cash?
For sure. And Target is offering free 2-day shipping on all orders. The Amazon Echo for $69, which is $30 off. 250 in Target gift cards with the purchase of an iPhone.
That's pretty crazy.
Nintendo Switch console with Mario Kart 8 with the game for $299. That's pretty good. Yeah.
Those Amazon deals are big this year. All those smart devices. So everybody's going to be yelling about Alexa. Walmart has lots of sales going on. They start tomorrow, go through Thanksgiving and Friday. I guess they have the Instant Pot.
Oh, yeah.
The 8-quart one for $59. Do you have that?
That's a good buy, yes.
You like that?
Yes.
$100 off the Xbox One X. They're doing that. They also have, and I don't even know what this is. Maybe your kids have smartened you up to this. Walmart has the Hatchy Babies Fox Fin toy.
I think we just missed that as far as they're not interested in that anymore. So I'm not sure.
So is this different than the Hatchimal?
I guess
like,
so.
The Hatchimal is like the big egg that eventually hatches and your stuffed animal is inside the egg.
And these
right?
are Hatchy Babies?
Hatchy Babies. So anyway, the one that's called the Fox Fin is available at Walmart, $14 off the regular price. And they say that Bass Pro Shops is actually doing their stuff only in store. A lot of people do sales online, right. but Bass Pro is doing something in stores only. So, you know, if you're looking for the hunting supplies and stuff like that, we have an awesome Bass Pro in Memphis right there by
right
the bridge.
Right down the road.
So, Black Friday sales coming up. Kelly's found a list of all the Black Friday sale pages.
Yes.
We're going to post that. You can go there and browse everything that is on sale for Black Friday. It'll be up on the website, kfine.com. That's KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
If you're looking for the best Black Friday deals, we have posted a link to a website that allows you to go and look at everything.
And it's awesome. You just put in bestblackfriday.com and it takes you straight there.
Or you can go to the BBITM blog at kfine.com to check it out. KFIN.com. Thank you, Kelly, for
you're welcome.
Pushing the blog.
Anything I can
it.
Do. I'll be here all week.
That's unfortunate. check this out. So I thought about this. We've been trying to find the turkey, right? Like say, oh, where's the turkey? Mm-hmm. We got to find this turkey. I'm trying to find maybe an unfrozen turkey, a live turkey. I don't know. We had a couple people message us on Facebook that said there are some stores that sell thawed turkeys.
Yeah.
So that's a good idea.
Yeah, that is good.
Or maybe, like, there's a part of me that thinks it's easier just to go somewhere and get them to make the food, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And there's those services out there. But, like, I do kind of like the idea of waking up and cooking. But then maybe, I don't know. Wouldn't it be nice if you could just sleep in?
That would be great.
Or what if we did? I don't know. What do you think about this? I'm not really sure why the turkey and the dressing has become the traditional. But maybe since turkeys might be frozen, we do something non-traditional. Like, happy Thanksgiving. Here's some tacos.
Here's some chili.
Chili. That's a good one. Kai loves chili.
Nothing says Thanksgiving like chili.
Here's a Thanksgiving lasagna feast.
Right. I mean, I guess you could, but I don't know. Probably some of the people that came to your house would be like, what is happening?
It's not the right thing, right?
Yeah.
I've been to family parties where it was like, here's the sandwich tray. And you're like, huh?
It's wait, not even, not for even, Thanksgiving?
Not even warm. Well, you know what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
Here's some cold cuts.
Don't do that.
I don't think that flies.
Have something on the menu that's warm.
Is there anybody out there who does non-traditional Thanksgiving? Somebody who maybe isn't a fan of turkey and dressing?
Like barbecue.
Here's our Happy Thanksgiving Barbecue Feast.
With some coleslaw.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay, if you do that, I want to talk to you right now. Non-traditional Thanksgiving people. People who are not going to have the turkey and the dressing on the table. I want to hear from you. 870-935-KFINE. 870-935-5346.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So we're trying to figure out if people really do non-traditional Thanksgiving. Because I've heard that people do it. I don't know anybody who doesn't eat turkey.
But you're trying to bail because you still don't have your turkey, so you're looking for an easy way out because you're a procrastinator.
Well, that is kind of it. So here we are, a couple days before Thanksgiving. I don't have a turkey. I don't know if I have time to defrost a turkey. So maybe we do something different. Maybe, as Kelly mentioned, we have chili. There's nothing like chili for Thanksgiving. My mother is Japanese. Maybe we can do Happy Thanksgiving sushi. Would that work?
Maybe.
You think that'd be a hit?
Yeah.
I mean, who wouldn't want some, you know, spicy tuna?
Yeah.
for Thanksgiving.
California roll.
That'd be good, right? So we're going to the phones. We're trying to talk to people who have had the non-traditional holidays. 870-935-KFINE is your direct line to the KFINE studios. 870-935-5346. Hey, good morning, KFINE. Who's this?
It's Lindsay Wingo.
Lindsay Wingo. Lindsay. What the heck? How are you?
Okay, so it's seriously, like, I'm never headed to Memphis, and I was just listening to y'all. And my family did not used to do traditional Thanksgiving food.
So what would you do?
Okay, so what we did is we would have our Thanksgiving early. Like, we still do. We still have Thanksgiving early. Like, we had it the 10th, I guess, of November.
Yeah.
Because the guys would always go hunting, and like, we used to either, you know, go, like, on a girls' trip on Thanksgiving, or, like, that way the other side of our families, like, they could go be with their other families on Thanksgiving just to make it easier on everybody. So, like, we've had all kinds of different stuff. Like, we have done, like, pastas one year and, like, just all, I mean, all kinds of different stuff.
That's crazy to me because, yeah, like, I think in my mind it's the must-have turkey and dressing and rolls and pecan pie.
Yeah. The past 2 years, we went back to the traditional Thanksgiving, but we used to just do it different because everybody was like, oh, we're about to have the traditional Thanksgiving in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That makes sense.
We started having, like, different stuff.
So the plan for this
anyways,
year.
I've never called in. This is kind of thrilling for me.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We're talking about non-traditional Thanksgiving. Because I'm thinking, because I don't have a turkey, that I should do something different and surprise
everybody.
It's
the easy way out. You're trying to escape.
Because, I mean, the whole family is expecting turkey.
Right.
So sometimes it's good to throw a little curveball.
Surprise them.
Taco bar. Here is your Thanksgiving burrito.
Oh. A little taco salad. Yeah,
you can do that. Good. So I'm thinking about, like, different things we could do. And we're talking to people on the phones this morning who have done non-traditional.
It's distracting.
Should I turn that off? Let me just turn that down.
Yes.
All right. So on the phones this morning, 870-935-KFINE is your direct line to the KFINE. Stop. We have to be serious.
Okay.
It's your direct line to the KFINE studios, 870-935-5346. Paula is on the phone. Paula, do you do a non-traditional Thanksgiving?
This is Paula.
How are you this morning, Paula?
I'm great. Hello.
We're good.
All right, so do you do the non-traditional Thanksgiving?
We do. We do usually do steaks and baked potatoes and the salad, and then I do all the desserts. But
we'll plan for two extra because we're coming to see you.
I'm bringing the whole family.
Come on to win.
So tell me why you go and don't do, like, the turkey and dressing and all that.
Well, usually my son goes hunting in the afternoon. And, you know, the kids go to my kids are grown, so they go to their other families, too. So we do this big turkey stuff at Christmas time.
What kind of pie are you going to be making?
I do coconut cream, lemon meringue, and a chocolate meringue.
Well, Paula, we appreciate you listening, and we hope you guys and your whole family has a happy Thanksgiving.
Same back to y'all.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly said she doesn't have much for Thanksgiving. Her meal hasn't really been prepped, but she does have the whiskey on standby. So there you go.
Yes, that's true, Brandon.
We're all coming over to her house for
right,
that.
Right.
This
will
be fun.
What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on This Is Us star Mandy Moore. It looks like she's a married woman. So apparently she got married to Doll singer Taylor Goldsmith. Now, she did post a picture of she and her new husband holding hands. She was holding a bouquet of flowers, looking like she was walking down the aisle, seeming to confirm the big news. Her dress was not the traditional white, though.
Yeah.
It was pink with ruffles and flowers. And actually, it just kind of looked like Mandy Moore. She can pull off anything.
Yeah, she should have gone with Pringles, though.
Pringles.
Instead of the ruffles.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, the ceremony was a backyard wedding. It was very, very private. Boho chic, rugs all around the altar, feathery flower arrangements.
Wow.
So congrats to a married, happy Mandy Moore.
Gotcha Gossip on Taylor Swift. She has left her original record label. So she's been with Big Machine Label Group since the very beginning. Scott Borchetta, who is the founder and the owner of the label, walked into the Bluebird Cafe one night, saw this young girl, Taylor Swift, playing, signed her, and she became one of the biggest stars in the world. So now she's moved on and left Big Machine. She signed with Republic Records and Universal Records, and the idea is that now she'll own all of her master recordings from this point forward. And since she writes her songs as well, that means more money for her in that process. That's a big deal, though, because Big Machine kind of became a big deal because of Taylor Swift. And they went on to sign Florida Georgia Line, Thomas Rhett, Lady A, Reba, Brantley Gilbert. But it all started with Taylor Swift.
Got your gossip on Amy Schumer. So she announced back in October that she was pregnant. And last week, she was hospitalized for severe morning sickness.
I told you that whiskey was at her house. It's actually in here.
It gets you. It is not. That is not true. But she had to cancel several shows from being sick. She's now recovering. And she shared an update on Instagram of her growing baby bump. And Brandon, it made me think of you because you're always talking about how beautiful pregnant people are.
I love it.
But what makes me laugh about her is she didn't even try to make it a nice, beautiful picture. She flat out was in her pajamas, lifts up her shirt, and is like, hey, here's my baby bump. You know, it was, yeah.
Very un-Jana Kramer-like, because Jana Kramer did the pregnancy photos.
Right. So she promises to get all the dates back up real soon from all the ones she had to cancel, so the rest of her tour goes as planned.
So there you go. Every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
There's a video that I have found that I'm not sure if it's appropriate to share, but it's pretty dang funny. So there's a woman who decides she is going to do her version of the polar plunge, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know why she stripped down to her bathing suit, her bikini, and thong.
Right.
Not really sure why she did that. But in Russia, maybe that's normal.
Maybe to get the full effect of the polar plunge.
So she's going to jump off of a dock into the lake. The problem is that the lake is frozen and she doesn't know it. So you hear her hit.
You hear her break her tailbone.
So she hits her butt and then her head on the lake that's frozen. I think just by playing it, you'll get the vibe from it. Check this out. This actually is a true deal. From Russia. Here she goes. She's running in a thong.
And whoever's with her is laughing at her. And what's funny is she's sitting on the ice.
You see where she first landed because she has like the big crack in the ice, but she didn't go through it.
Well, and she's walking like she's hurt now.
Can we share this?
Maybe.
Is this appropriate?
Maybe.
Or should we just tell people how to find it if they want to find
maybe
it?
Maybe that's what we should do.
Okay, here's what you do. YouTube and look for Icy Lake Jump Fail. Icy Lake Jump Fail. Ignore the thong because I did not pay any attention to that.
Right, of course you didn't.
But you just watch her thud.
Yes.
Icy Lake Jump Fail on YouTube.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Thomas Rhett is going on tour. It's the very hot summer tour. It is next summer, and he's coming to K-Fine Country. He'll be in South Haven at the Landers Center next August. We have all the info up right now on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, KFIN.com.
Brittany Aldean is known for her style. Her hair always looks good. Her makeup looks good. She always has on cute outfits, even when she's pregnant. And she's starting her own clothing line, which she debuted yesterday. And basically, it's going to be a collection of loungewear and other items she's making available include sweats, PJs, beanies, scarves, other comfy pieces that girls love to buy. Yeah. So I'm sure it's going to be successful. But she says, as a pregnant mom, she wanted to start her first clothing line that's realistic, that's stuff that people can wear that's not cheap, but it's good prices. So congratulations to Brittany Aldean.
And congratulations also to Jimmy Allen. He has his first number one song. So he releases one single and has one number one. That's pretty good record right there, right?
It's
pretty good batting average. Jimmy Allen, Best Shot, is the number one song in the country on the Billboard charts. So congratulations to Jimmy.
When you smile, I see the sun sink down on a coast out in California. And there's no doubt, because of you, I'm not the man I was before
number
you.
One.
I'm not saying that I'm perfect, though, 'cause girl, you know I'm not. But I love you with everything I
my best shot.
Jimmy Allen, Best Shot, number one on the Billboard charts. And that is your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly Perry, what's on TV tonight?
All right, we've got The Voice eliminations at 7 on NBC. And then tonight's schedule also includes The Flash and NCIS at 7. This Is Us, Black Lightning and FBI at 8 o'clock. And The Rookie, New Amsterdam and NCIS New Orleans at 9.
All right, all on TV tonight. Hope you guys have a great day. And we'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on KFINE.